Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Well, here in Spain, from Living Strengths, the partner, Cathal Rochford, is with us today. How are you doing, Cathal?
I'm keeping very well, Howard. Looking forward to wrapping up the year over the coming weeks. I can't believe how quick the year has passed. What about yourself? How are you keeping?
I'm keeping very well. And of course, it's our last discussion of 2024, since we'll be taking a 2-week break over the holidays. So Cathal, who's been given the honour of closing the year for us, and it makes sense for us to review the financial developments of 2024. So after a couple of years of high inflation, how are inflation levels this year? Can we stop worrying about it as much?
Yes, indeed, Howard. So thankfully, inflation moderated to around 2% across most developed economies this year from levels as high as 10% in 2022. So broadly, it's good news, and much of it was likely due to the repairing of global supply chains post-COVID, the lockdowns. And of course, given the base effects would show a relative moderation. So when inflation has been very high, it's likely to kind of moderate based on base effects. And so this follows, as I said, very high inflation in recent years. I think it's important, though, to note that there's a difference between falling inflation or disinflation still means that prices are actually rising. So if you have, let's say, inflation at 2 or 3%, it still means that inflation is rising. And oftentimes people think that, you know, given inflation is falling, it means that prices are falling, but it's not actually true. So I think people need to be aware that prices are still going up. So inflation overall is still quite a significant risk to one's wealth, especially when you factored in over a longer time frame. As we know, bank deposits on average over the course of time usually pay a negative real interest. So this means that the bank interest you receive tends to be lower than the rise in the cost of living. So if we assume that you get a 1% interest on, let's say, your euro cash, and inflation runs at around 4% on average annually, you would actually lose half of your buying power in a 23-year period. So as you can see, that ensuring that your capital is outpacing inflation, or at the very least staying in line with inflation, it's very, very important to protect your buying power over time. So inflation still is a significant risk to one's wealth, although thankfully it's moderated from, you know, levels at 10% down to around 2% this year, which is good news.
What about UK interest rates and investment markets? How did they perform this year?
Yes, so UK interest rates are coming down. So at the beginning of the year, UK interest rates were about 5.25%, and now they're down to 4.75%, and they will likely continue to fall to a more neutral level of probably around 2-3%. And the same has been happening with other major central banks like the US Federal Reserve and the ECB in Europe. In fact, in September of this year, there were 21 interest rate cuts globally. So the direction of travel is that interest rates are going lower. And this will help stimulate growth, encourage investment and spending, accommodate debt refinancing, and of course, help reduce debt interest burdens, which are very, very high. So interest rates are coming down, which is usually good news for bond markets. And also good news for stock markets, as, you know, companies can borrow at a lower level and people tend to spend more when interest rates are lower. So if we look at investment markets or stock markets, overall, it was a very, very good year for stock markets globally. If we break it down, the US stock market, or the S&P 500, was up over 25% year to date. European and UK markets are up around 10%. So overall, a good year. So stock markets, as I said, have done very well. And in fact, with the US stock market has made 57 new all-time highs. And in fact, it's had two back-to-back years of 20% plus. So the stock market is a very important element in the global stock market. And it's really benefited investors and of course, our clients as well, who have capital invested with us. So a good year for stock markets. And I'd be cautiously optimistic that we'll have another good year for 2025.
Well, the UK election and the October budget were significant for British expatriates. What were the key changes?
Yes, indeed. So, it was Labour's first budget in 14 years, and the budget was looking to raise about £40 billion to plug the fiscal hole that they have. So there was some changes. There was no direct increase in UK income tax rates, although national insurance rose to 15% from 13.8% for employers. Other areas of change is capital gains tax in the UK has increased. So the lower rate of capital gains tax increased from 10% to 18%, and then the higher rate changed from 20% to 24%. So an increase in capital gains tax overall, and the rise in capital gains tax also comes whereby, along with the fact that they've cut the capital gains tax allowance, which was £12,300 in 2022-2023 to only £3,000 this year. So again, that's a tax hike. And other changes from the recent budget was for the likes of inheritance tax. So inheritance tax, the thresholds will have been frozen for a further 2 years to 2030. So the nil rate band will have been frozen, or the allowance against inheritance tax, for a total of almost 20 years, which I would argue is quite unfair, as it does not adjust for increases in asset prices or price inflation. And also, in terms of inheritance tax, they've increased the amount of taxes that would be payable by the likes of farmers and business owners. So now there's only an allowance of around £1 million, and then inheritance tax would be applied at 20%. So overall, that hasn't been good news for farmers in particular. And another thing is pensions now are included in the inheritance tax equation. So pensions in the UK have always enjoyed passing down to the next generation without inheritance taxes applied, but now they will be included for inheritance tax purposes. So that can lead to quite a significant tax bill on one's pension, with inheritance tax applied at 40% and then income tax applied potentially to the beneficiary on top. It could be a tax rate as high as 67% for pensions. So again, not very good news, and quite a high tax bill put on UK pensions. The other major change was there's been a reform to the non-domicile regime. So from April 2025, the current domicile or non-domicile regime will be replaced by a new residence-based system. So this will apply tax liabilities to foreign nationals living in the UK and new arrivals, as well as British expatriates in relation to inheritance tax. So put simply, an individual will be liable for UK inheritance tax on their worldwide assets when they are classified as a long-term UK resident, which is living in the UK for 10 of the last 20 years. And when someone leaves the UK, they will remain liable to inheritance tax for up to 10 years, depending on how long they had lived in the UK before. So The good thing is this can be a welcome reform for long-term British expatriates, many of whom have continued to be liable for UK inheritance tax on a worldwide basis. Now, if people have been outside the UK for 10 years, they can actually avoid UK inheritance tax on their worldwide assets, and they will be just liable for inheritance tax on their UK cited assets. So now is a very good time to review your estate planning to ensure you take full advantage of the new system, for example, by reducing your UK assets.
Was there any tax news in Spain?
I don't believe there was anything major in Spain this year. There's been a few kind of smaller changes. For example, in the Balearic region where I'm based, the wealth tax allowance has increased from 700,000 to 3 million euros per person. So that's quite a welcome change. And it means that for a married couple, you could have a total allowance against wealth tax of 6.6 million. Other announcements that they've made, the Golden Visa, which has been used by many expatriates moving to Spain, they've announced the end of that, although technically it's still live and likely will come to an end in January of next year. So that's one less option for, you know, non-EU nationals moving to Spain. The Golden Visa was very, very handy to get if you bought a property of €500,000 post 2013. So now other visas like the non-lucrative visa will have to be looked at, or perhaps the digital nomad visa, which is quite new as well. There is also a proposed national inheritance and gift tax on large inheritances and gifts, which was kind of introduced in November of this year. So this is looking to level the playing field for succession tax in Spain, as many regions have actually dropped their succession tax or reduced it considerably. So they're looking to maybe level the playing field and kind of normalize succession tax across Spain. However, this has not been approved by the Spanish Parliament and may not pass. And so we'll see how that plays out. But as of today, there's been no change on that front. So I'm sure we'll discuss any changes as and when they arise, as we stay firmly on top of all the evolving landscape across tax across all of the countries we cover, including the UK and Spain.
So finally, what advice do you have for our listeners as we close one year and start the new one?
Yes, that's a good question, Howard. I think that people should really focus their minds on the tax and estate planning side more so than ever, as we have seen significant increases in tax, especially in the UK, to combat growing debts and deficits. And I've touched upon some of the other points, inheritance tax increasing, pensions being added to the inheritance tax equation. So I think it's crucial that we employ strategic tax and financial planning, getting your assets in the right place using neutral jurisdictions, making use of tax allowances, employing the right structure, making use of all of these elements in 2025, and acting now will help to ensure your life continues to be as tax efficient as possible for many years. And if any of this, what we discussed today, strikes a chord with you, I'd recommend please do get in touch with Blevins Franks, and we'd be very happy to help you with these areas.
And the website is the first port of call.
Yes, absolutely. So blevinsfranks.com is a very good resource for anybody who's interested in exploring these areas. You can either have a look at our podcasts and books and guides, or even better, get in touch with one of our local advisors nearby you. And we're all very happy to have a no obligation cup of coffee chat and see how we can help you specifically.
Well, thank you very much, Cathal. We must wish all our listeners, I think, a very Merry Christmas and perhaps a prosperous New Year. Would you go along with that?
Absolutely, yeah. I wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for 2025. I think it will be another good year, hopefully, for financial markets, and a good opportunity again to get your affairs in the most efficient order that you possibly can.
Yes, putting all your birds in a row, or is it, or eggs in the box? Yeah. I don't know, one of these.
Put all of your ducks in a row.
It's all your ducks in your row. I do something like that. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard, and happy Christmas to you as well.
When you've got too many ideas and too little time, that's when you need Wix for your website. Wix helps business owners, like you and me, get more done without burning out. It's packed with AI tools that actually make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing, or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. Try it for yourself at wix.com. Ever see an idea so clearly in your head, but struggle to find the time to get it all done? Wix helps you go from,
I'll get to it,
to,
done. Build a full site just by describing your idea. Let an AI agent handle daily tasks, plan your next marketing campaign, or help out customers so you can grow your business the way you want without it taking over your life. Try it out at Wix.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.